Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. If someone is asking you to change in a relationship, in a committed relationship, and you change for them, is that real love? Doing it for someone else so that they can be happy? Or is it a lack of self-love and saying, actually, that's not something I want to do right now. And I want to accept who I am in this moment, my personality or my habits or my mannerisms or whatever it is that they want to change. And I'm willing to walk away if that doesn't work for you. Is it love? If you change for someone else?
Look, I think firstly, people alert us to things that we discover we want to change about ourselves all the time, right? How many of the things that we realize about ourselves, we realize because of how that habit, that behavior is experienced in relation to other people. So enough people in your family tell you that there's something, a way that you are that is affecting them. And that mirror, assuming they come to you in healthy ways or that they point things out in a loving or compassionate way, but that mirror is a wake-up call for you about a way that you are affecting people or how your behavior is hurting people. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we learn about ourselves in those ways all the time in life. So to that extent, in some ways, it's a loving thing for someone around you to trust you enough or to trust the relationship enough to feel like they can be honest with you. When I think of the most brittle relationships or what defines a brittle relationship or one where that doesn't have that foundation of safety and trust and love, I think of a relationship where people aren't honest with each other about the things they're unhappy about, because they're too afraid that the relationship can't sustain it. I've been in relationships where I was so busy trying to hold on to someone and worried that I wasn't going to be able to hold on to them that I wasn't honest about what I was unhappy with about that person.
Because you didn't want to rock the boat or make
them
upset.
I was afraid that I was going to be seen as difficult or high maintenance, or that it was going to be one too many things for me to ask that person. And, you know, I didn't value myself enough in the relationship to be honest with someone about how something was affecting me. And so I think that it's an act of love for someone to even feel safe enough in a relationship to be able to tell us that they may wish to be different or that maybe is hurting them. I think that how we receive that and what we do about that is also an act of love. The question is, how fundamental is the thing they're asking us to change? And is it possible for us to change it? Does it force us to just shift away from who we actually are? And that gets into all sorts of interesting territory, right? Because if, let's say you're a narcissist and someone comes to you and says, like, this pathological lying that you're doing is really affecting me.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you gaslight me, or the fact that you never involve me in any major decisions and that you make every decision unilaterally for our lives. Or, you know, the fact that you never consider me, or these things need to change. Could that person argue, I wouldn't be loving myself if I made all these changes?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you could take it to that extreme and you'd say, well, that's a fine argument for the narcissist to make, is that you're not accepting me for me. This is who I am. I wouldn't be loving myself if I changed these things for you. That's fine, but then you no longer deserve this person's company. You're not entitled to this person constantly being abused by you or constantly accepting that their reality is distorted by being with you. They don't have to put up with it. If your definition of loving yourself is that you get to stay all of these abusive ways, well, their definition of loving themselves might be to get out of the way of you. You know, I do think that we have to say, what kind of person do I need to be in order to attract the kind of person I want to be with? If I want to be with a very kind and generous person, well, what's the level of kindness or generosity on my part that is necessary for me to be able to keep that company? It could be the wrong question to say, is it loving myself to be this for somebody else? It might be that I have to go, what kind of love do I want to attract in my life? Mm. Because me loving myself is me giving myself the gift of that kind of love, but what do I need to be or represent? What behavior do I need to model in order to attract that kind of love?
Yes.
That is the kind of love that if I received it would be an act of love for me to receive. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I hope I'm not getting too abstract with that, but it's like...
No, it makes sense. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's SAUCONY.com.